We've been very worried. I think many people are worried about UIF and the claiming of UIF in the next few months, particularly in businesses where they've had to temporarily lay workers off because they just can't keep going without an income for the next 3 weeks as they remain shut. And these are sort of non-essential services that we're talking about right now. Wendy Albert spoke to us on the program last week. She is, of course, the CEO of the Restaurant Association of South Africa, and she's really good at keeping us up to date on what is going on in that industry. And so she's called into the program. Wendy, good afternoon to you. Good to have you with us. Tell me what the latest is that's proving to be a bit of a hurdle in your industry.
So, you know, Joanne, hours before shutdown, and I think, you know, our restaurants have really taken good heed of the closing procedures, you know, getting their shops nicely tied up and locked up for a couple of weeks, making sure their insurance is on place. We've had insurances, you know, on a commercial side that's been a bit of a struggle. So that definitely has been a challenge. You know, a lot of insurance companies have given notice on some of the policies and the policy wordings and things like that. But that for me is not the greatest concern. I think as we are on the 11th hour of closed down for 21 days, I just want to remind these restaurants that they have an obligation to be humane with their staff as well. You know, these are vulnerable people that work in our restaurants. They have been loyal to our businesses. They've been a part of our businesses. And we've had a number of reports from little people in the restaurants or some of the little waiters that are there. And they've just, that the doors are being shut and they've come to the restaurant and there's no management or no owners that are there. And they were promised to be paid and they haven't received payment and they weren't even given UIF forms.
All right, so this is a huge problem. Is there a way that restaurant owners can contact their staff to be able to give them the documentation they require to apply to UIF, Wendy, in the next few hours?
Absolutely. You know, I think that it's the responsibility, you know, if they are doing the layoffs, that they should be giving their staff the UIF forms, which is easily available. I mean, we've WhatsApped it out to all our members. We've sent it out on various broadcast groups. So it's readily available to everybody. It is there. But they need the layoff letter. So there was a procedure, obviously, that needed to be followed on that. And, you know, restaurants were legally obliged to take care and pay their staff,
yes,
or according to their contract, up until the Disaster Act takes effect, which is at midnight tonight.
Right.
You know, I understand that the legalities from tonight onwards for the next 21 days, because we are in a state of disaster. But restaurants also need to take responsibility to being humane with their staff, to being kind, to being compassionate. You know, after 21 days, we're going to expect these beautiful people to come and bring life back to our restaurants and to open it and to bring music back to our places. And we need to be caring for them and we need to be kind to them.
I think that's a really wonderful and important appeal, Wendy. Just a last question. Are the UIF offices open so that those who work at restaurants who have received this letter from their restaurant owners are able to go through to the offices, or if no personal visits are going to be encouraged for the next few days, to be able to get this documentation to them in some other way?
I'm led to believe that there was going to be an adjustment on the administration procedure of UIF today, which would have made the application process a lot easier. I understand that, you know, they must be overwhelmed, and I'm saying to everybody, you know, it's times of uncertainty and we need to be patient with each other. We need to be respectful of the jobs and the roles that people are involved in, and we need to understand that they're also on the back end of this trying to process as many applications as what they possibly can.
All right.
So I know that there were problems with the site yesterday. I know that there's some technical issues today. And I believe that there was difficulties, 4 pages yesterday with the UIF, having to go to the bank and get a bank stamp and a plea stamp. But I believe that the process now has been streamlined. So I'll wait on our labour lawyer, Invictus, who represents most of the restaurants that are part of our association, to give us consultation on that.
Thank you for that, Wendy, and thank you very much for filling us in on this requirement. Wendy Albert is the CEO of the Restaurant Association of South Africa. Just to quickly recap what she had to say, she made an appeal to all restaurant owners to ensure that while your staff are not able to work for the next 3 weeks, that you provide them with the documentation that they need to take to the Unemployment Insurance Fund, the UIF, to ensure that they are paid out for the time they're not able to work.